The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does it happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember, we're reading our gospel this year from Luke, and Luke tells us more about Mary than the other three gospels combined. Shortly after the First World War, the American bishops wrote a pastoral letter on Mary titled Lovely Lady Dressed in Blue. It's some of the worst theology that you've ever read in your life. Mary never was nor is a lovely lady dressed in blue. She was a simple Jewish peasant. She lived in a little village of about 100 to 120 people. Scripture scholars tell us she was 12 or 13 years old when these things happened. And stop and think of it, the absurd things that God is asking of the three individuals in today's gospel. First of all, Mary, suddenly pregnant and not married in a little Jewish village where everybody knows everybody's business. Then Joseph, who could have divorced her or had her stoned to death, decides to marry her. And Elizabeth, an old woman, barren, is suddenly with child. The amazing thing is their willingness to say yes to what God asks of them. And I think two questions emerge out of this gospel for each of us to reflect on. One, do I spend enough time in the quiet that I can know what my God is asking of me? And then, am I willing to say yes? Amen.